So now Luis Enrique from the landless people from Brazil and Villa Campesina will speak.
Mi nombre es Luis Enrique y soy de Movimiento Sin Tierra de Brasil. Hoy nosotros estamos con una encrucijada en planeta. Tenemos crisis ambiental y crisis alimentaria. Estas crisis no son resultado de nada. No son simples crisis que aparecieron de nada. Ellas son reflexos, son resultados de una opción histórica pelo grande capital, pelas grandes soluções.
This is caused by the solutions of big capital, and this is a result of the liberation of a market of international institutions and national governments for the production of foodstuffs. And our governments have opted for a solution that is very close to industry. Those that have said that we would not feel the world have failed. It is a model that is dependent on oil, but depending on destroying our biodiversity, our national resources, that patents life. It's a model that kicks out and kills peasants and indigenous people, and this is not the model that we need. Large corporations are like skeletons. Skeletons that now put on new masks, masks of supposed sustainability, of participative methodologies. And they say that they have the same solution, but it's the same solution that they gave us 50 years ago. It's a solution of destroying our agrobiodiversity. And this is the biodiversity of our people, peasants and farmers. Today, if we look at international conventions, we see that they are very close to corporate interests. The rooms of this meeting, COP9, are full of magazines that present lots of business possibilities, sustainable businesses for people. But we know that this is not true. We say no to a new green revolution because we've been here for 20 decades with this green revolution. We say no to transgenic crops, and we say no to all of these false solutions to this very real crisis. So what are the solutions? The solutions are this call that we're making. This is a call for those who really put the food on your table, which are small farmers and peasants and indigenous people and fisher folk. We need to construct a real alternative with local resources and local technologies that socializes resources. We need an alternative that preserves our diversity, that is not just a product for us. Agrobiodiversity is our life. We need an alternative for food sovereignty. We are now approaching the conference on the climate crisis. And we are demanding that all accords, all free trade agreements on agriculture need to be stopped. We need to discuss agriculture from the point of view of local agriculture, with all herders and fisher folk. And here, the Convention on Biological Diversity, we do not accept that we are not able to speak at moments when we are wanting to talk about Agricultural biodiversity. We are the voice of agricultural biodiversity and not the large conservations and not large capital. Thank you.